We're at Music Haven, and I've got Mona Golub. Hi there. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. That's a great place to be. I'm just happy to be in the epicenter of the Music Haven energy here with you.
It is a beautiful spot. How did you find Music Haven?
Well, after I came back to the area after college, I drove through Central Park, walked through Central Park, living in Schenectady, and I noticed this rickety old trailer of a stage that never had anything going on it. Thought to myself, and that really kind of came into play about a year or so later when I started working with a couple local bands and realizing I wanted to be reconnected with music and music community, and that maybe putting on a series would be a cool way to start figuring out how I'd fit in. So I went and I asked the mayor at the time if it would be okay for me to put a series together on this stage in the center of the park, and she said, have at it. And that was the start of the series that was, for its first handful of years, the Central Park concert series. And I booked a show, then it was Sunday afternoons at 3, brutally hot, particularly for the artists on the front of the stage, I learned. Every other week through June, July, August, and you know, it's just kind of morphed and evolved into what is today, 35 years later, Music Haven.
Music Haven now, though you said you were working with local artists then, but Music Haven now is more than local artists. It's actually artists from all around the world.
It was always artists from within and outside of the area, but it took an international turn pretty quickly. I remember talking to Alex Torres way back in 1991 saying, okay, you know, 13-piece salsa band sounds awesome. Do you play beyond Amsterdam? And he had, but hadn't really played much in the capital region. I said, well, I can bring you to Schenectady, the Music Haven. And so in 1991, they were the first international band really of note that played. And then in 1992, the first African band, Kandabongo Man, from what was then Zaire, the Congo, came in. And that really was the switch that flipped for me.
We're talking with Mona Golub. We're actually at the amazing Music Haven. Looking at the stage as we're doing right now, quite the transformation from 35 years ago, huh?
Indeed. Yeah, about 10 years in, I started noticing that the holes in the floor and the ceiling were getting large enough that I thought someone might get drenched if it rained, or someone might fall in and not be able to get out. And we started hatching a plan to put together a capital campaign and raise the money to build a new stage that would outlast me. And so we did that in 96, 97, 98, and built the new stage that we're looking at right now in 99. Kicked off our first season here in 1999 and gone from there.
It's very exciting each summer as you get to this point, isn't it?
Yes.
Where are you right now in your head?
Well, my punch list is now finally down to about a dozen items. Just sent the seasonal program to print yesterday. And I really believe in that. It's something that most free series don't do, but I really like the idea of people being handed a program when they walk into an outdoor amphitheater and a free show. It just kind of elevates everything. It contains bio information about the artists, detail and ads from the sponsors who support it. And it's important to me that we can do that. But now that that's out of the way, I can start to focus a little bit more on each show. And that's the detail I really love to get into. I want to make sure that everyone who performs here has a great experience, as I know the audience will, and that they leave Schenectady, they leave the Capital Region thinking, this was a great gig. We'll remember this one.
You bring a lot of artists into the community who maybe are not so well known in America, but they're like big names worldwide. So once these artists do leave, what do they say as they're leaving?
They remember Schenectady. Yeah. They remember our audiences who were enthusiastic and respectful. They remember how appreciated they felt. And we see it in their social digital profiles. And sometimes they'll send an email or a little note afterward that I share with the team. There's always a hook for each of them, though, even though they may not have performed here before in the region, or their music may not be known to many. If they were a star at Global Fest, that means something. If they're on a 30th anniversary tour and they happen to have been one of the best and brightest 10, 20, or 30 years ago, that can mean something. If they played a major festival or 10 or venue that people recognize, they start to realize how world-class these performers are. And then, of course, they prove it when they're here on the stage. Red Barat, who's kicking off the series this year, was here about 10 years ago. They're a fabulous band that's like fine wine, gotten better over time. They just released their 7th album, Bhangra Rangila. Their Tiny Desk concert is still considered one of the top 10 ever. And somehow that resonates for people. The NPR Tiny Desk series features really great bands. So you have to think, okay, Punjabi party band. So we're talking about Indian rhythms with a lead performer on the doldrum, which is two-sided, a horn section that gives it this kind of New Orleans swagger. And then there's a little bit of punk and funk and jazz thrown in for good measure. And I think you almost want to come out of curiosity to see, what does that sound like altogether? It sounds really cool, and it'll be danceable, and it'll be fun, and they're right, it's all of those things.
What other highlights do you have this year for your 35th year?
Well, the Blues Barbecue this year is going to be incredible. We've really got two headliners in addition to Annie and the Hedonists, just a wonderful regional-based band that deserves wider recognition. Rick Estrin and the Nightcats are headlining and technically deserving of that, given the many places that they've performed over time. They were just awarded the Blues Music Award for Band of the Year. Didn't expect that. Knew they were nominated, and the players in the band have been nominated and won in every other category, but we've got the Band of the Year headlining our Blues Festival on August 3rd. And as it happens, Selwyn Birchwood, who's playing in the middle slot, is also a multi-Blues Music Award winner. And he's got a brand new album out and is hot. So that's going to be a great night for anybody who loves blues. Of course, the ribs and brisket and chicken and smoked turkey legs and everything else that we've got coming will really round it out.
That's August 3rd, right?
That's August 3rd, yeah. Yes. For me, the Steel Drivers on August 10th. It's hard to get bluegrass in the region during the summer because there are a few festivals that have radius clauses that make it very difficult for bands to play in the region on top of the festival appearance. But boy, the Steel Drivers are incredible. They have not played this area. They've been together for 20 years. Chris Stapleton came out of that group. They've won a couple Grammys. They've just released a new album of their own called Outrun, which is stunning. 5-part harmony, exquisite instrumentals, and the crowning touch, of course, is Reese Fulmer and the Carriage House Band kicking off the evening. Just a perfect pairing of Americana, bluegrass, bluegrass soul, as the Steel Drivers say it. That will be a night to remember.
Talking with Mona Golub, we're at Music Haven, and we want you to be at Music Haven this summer. Sunday nights starting on July 13th. We're talking with Mona Golub. We're actually at the amazing Music Haven, but you have a few other nights happening as well.
We do. Every year we bring in a guest featured artist, world-class, to play with the world-class SUNY Schenectady Faculty Jazz Combo. This year we're going to Puerto Rico with master flutist Nestor Torres, and that will just be a great Latin jazz show of dynamic proportion. Then we're going to visit Mali with the band that really was considered the star of Global Fest 2025. And with a name like Bamba Wasulu Groove, you just have to figure this is going to be a night when people will be up on their feet, really enjoying the dueling guitars that are so characteristic of Malian Afrobeat. So looking forward to WEXT's Local 518 Fest. We've featured a lot of great local music on the stage over time, but the fact that you and your team have taken on the mantle and put together just an incredible slate, diverse slate of artists who I think speak so highly of the talent that comes from this region. That'll be great on Saturday, July 26th. I'll be slinging food that day.
Hey, all right.
Because you're in charge.
That's a bad idea, Mona.
The next night we have our big Celtic show, Irish music, traditional Irish music, always popular here. Solas is the band. I actually presented them in Washington Park when I did the Monday night series back in 1997. And they were the hottest thing. And they remain the hottest thing until they went in different directions about 8 years ago with solo projects and other projects, and for whatever reason decided to come together for this 30th anniversary tour. This will be the only appearance by Solas anywhere near this region. Matt and Shannon Heaton from Boston are opening the show. Just a great husband and wife duo on guitar, bouzouki, flute, vocals. Our annual show with the Schenectady Saratoga Symphony Orchestra is going to be spectacular this year. They usually do a pop show, which everyone loves, this year, we're bringing in a Top Shelf Beatles tribute band to perform with them. And they're going to be playing the authentic Sony-licensed Beatles music. So when you hear Penny Lane, you're going to hear it with that piccolo trumpet solo, just like the recording. Or when you hear Eleanor Rigby, you're going to hear the whole string section behind it. Really excited about that. That's on Saturday, August 9th. August 16th, many have heard that WAMC has moved away from doing shows indoors at the Linda. They are looking to connect with community where community is at various venues across the region. And really, I'm delighted that they selected Music Haven as a place for one of their on-the-road shows. So they are bringing Hudson River Sampler, the 43-year folk show hosted by Wanda Fisher, to the stage. And she's invited four guests, Michael Gerling, Kate McDonald, Dan Berggren and Joe Jenks, to share stories and music with her that night. As close to Garrison Keillor Prairie Home Companion as this region gets. Going to Louisiana, favorite destination, St. Landry's Parish this time, which is pretty close to Lafayette as opposed to New Orleans. Gonna take in some Zydeco with none other than Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience. He's probably the best Zydeco vocalist out there on the market. And I worked with him 30-some-odd years ago when we used to do the Mardi Gras over at Proctor's, and he is just a fabulous performer, going to put on a great show. Keith Prey's Mohawk Brass Band is kicking that show off with a second line that'll parade from the concession stand through the house up to the front of the stage. So an evening in Louisiana.
We're talking with Mona Golub. We're actually at the amazing Music Haven.
Our final global concert of the season is a true global show. Edmar Castañeda from Colombia, who is the world's foremost jazz harpist. Yes, the harp, like you see it on a big symphony stage, but what he does with it is just incredible. And he's brought together a 9-piece group he calls World Ensemble, with vocalists and flute and piano and percussion and trombone and saxophone. It's an incredible sound on Sunday, August 24th, right here at Music Haven.
Kicking off the evening for us that night will be none other than master percussionist and New Eddies Hall of Famer Brian Melick, who's brought together a trio of three of the most incredibly talented women in the region. Maria Zamontowski on guitar, Elizabeth Woodbury-Cassius on keyboards, and Sherry Zorn on vocals.
When the music finishes, Music Haven doesn't stop.
We actually have our Alfresco film series, which is presented by our friends at Film Schenectady, coming back the final three Fridays of the season. So Friday, August 15th, we've got Respect, the Aretha Franklin biopic. Just beautiful movie. Jennifer Hudson does an amazing job, and she was handpicked by Aretha. Friday, August 22, This is Spinal Tap, which was the original classic rock mockumentary. Just a really funny tale about a three-piece British rock band that comes to the United States and has a disastrous experience in every way. Probably one of the most quotable films ever of all time. And by the way, the sequel is coming in September, so we thought this would be a good time to remember how wonderful the original was. And then the final film on Friday, August 29th, is Wicked Sing-Along. For everyone who loves all the music from Wicked, come and sing your heart out.
MusicHavenStage.org?
Yes.
Where can folks go to find more information about all of this?
Our website is always up with all the detail that people will need. That's MusicHavenStage.org. And that has detail about all the concerts, as well as the food, as well as directions, some of the most frequently asked questions. The website gives you most of what you might need.
Pretty comprehensive. Mona Golub, Music Haven, thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. It's always a pleasure.